going down. Welcome, welcome back to 3-Point Stands with Sean Smith and my great co-host Drew Garrison. As we get into this holiday season, season 2, episode 13. What we got today on a hot topic, my guy?
Man, we got a lot of stuff. Obviously, there's a big slate of Thanksgiving games on the schedule for tomorrow that we can get into. But one of the first things I wanted to talk about is we've been giving a lot of love on here to Minnesota, right, to the Vikings. But they went to Dallas last week and got just demolished. What was it, like 40-7?
Yeah, well, Dallas went to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. That was at home. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, you got demolished. It wasn't even a game.
In their own house.
Yeah, it's crazy. Super crazy.
So what does that tell you? Does that tell you how for real the Cowboys are, or does that tell you how much of a fraud Minnesota was? Excuse me.
A little bit of both, to be honest. Oh, yeah? I don't think neither one of them teams will win. Just being honest,
you don't think they'll win the NFC? You mean?
Yeah, neither one of them.
You think it's still Philly then?
Yeah, it's still Philly. I'm still going with Philly. I'm going what I went with from the beginning. A great pick, Philly, and they haven't failed me. They haven't failed me yet. You know, one loss.
That's kind of where I'm at on it too. I don't think that anybody's really gonna take them out, especially if they got to go to Philly. Philly's in line for the number one seed. So if they got to go to Philly, that might be a little bit tough for them.
Philly and the Chiefs are the number one seed so far. You know, let's get that out there. We're going to talk about it. To be honest, right? Let's be truthful.
But let's see. When we look at it, that game, we both picked the Vikings, so we were both wrong. It didn't shock me that Dallas won, right? Like, I thought, okay, Dallas could beat them. It just shocked me how. And I think that gives me a little bit more of a look of legitimacy for Dallas. I think that maybe I got to start taking the Cowboys more seriously too.
True. That is true.
At the end of the day, they beat the shit out of them. they didn't go win by three. They beat the hell out of Dallas. So, I mean, it makes me just kind of look at it a little bit and say, okay, so I got to look out for them. But there was another – go ahead.
No, I said most definitely. You're right.
And then we had another kind of a bigger matchup when the Packers went on Thursday night last week to Tennessee and lost to the Titans. I thought no way Aaron Rodgers was losing to Ryan Tannehill. But the Titans got it done too, and that made me start thinking.
Did I pick the Packers?
No, you picked the Titans. You got that right.
I thought so, because I think I was screaming King Henry, right? And I said, A-Rod's still going to nut up. But what's the name? And meanwhile, speaking of that game, I'm glad you said something about that. Because I'm going to change looks. I'm going to shift gears here a little bit on this. The Titans OC. They win the game.
Celebrated too hard.
I mean, you know, I ain't throwing nobody on the bus, but it's drinks on the plane, man. Players know it's drinks on the plane. So let's cut the bullshit about it.
Speaking of that, there's this big announcement, right? He goes out, gets a DUI. There's a big announcement about how there's not supposed to be drinks on the plane, this, that, and the other. But a week earlier, Taylor Heinicke beat the Eagles, and there's videos of him with a bucket of beer sitting next to him. He's got a bunch of chains on and shit. So why didn't the league say anything then? Why they wait till a guy goes out and gets a DUI? Now they're going to start cracking down on it, but it's always been a rule. But everybody saw the video of Taylor Heinicke, and nobody said shit.
But it's been a rule from when I was playing. You're not supposed to have.
So why didn't they say anything when Taylor Heinicke had a bucket of Busch Lights in front of him on the plane?
I don't know, but they're letting the Titans OC get away with it, and I think it's horrible. I think it's bullshit. And I'm going to say it again.
Well,
it's
bullshit.
He should be suspended. Because guess what? Let's take it even further. Let's be glad that he didn't kill nobody. You know what I mean?
To bring up
even the situation that happened last year with the Kansas City Chiefs and Reed's son. You understand what I mean? So it should really be cracking down. Like, how does he not get suspended?
Henry Ruggs.
You know, I mean, Titan fans may hate me and everything, whatever, but this is just, this is the truth. Yo, you got a DUI. What kind of example? You the OC. Now, if it was a player, we'll be getting bashed so badly. Oh, da 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 da. But a fucking coach does this. Come on. Hell, you got to – while we on coaches, let's talk about the Arizona Cardinals coach. He got fired for groping a woman in Arizona – I mean, in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about your boy, Cliff Kingsbury. But no, well, he was the O-line coach, right?
Yeah, the O-line coach.
He was groping a woman. I don't know where that happened at, but see, that's the thing. I know it happened in Mexico City. I'm just saying, I don't know if he was like at a club or what he did after. But you're right. Shouldn't players be held to even higher of a standard than coaches? Or coaches be held to a higher standard than players? Excuse me?
I mean, everybody should be held to the same standard. Nobody's no above because we both represent the National Football League for one, and also you represent the organization that you play for every Sunday or coach for.
So why is it that they're just making this Downing situation disappear then? Because like nobody's really talking about it. I think you're absolutely right. If that would have been Derrick Henry, it'd be all over the news. He'd be terrible. He'd be this. But when it's the coach, everybody's just like, oh, the OC got a DUI, whatever. That doesn't make any sense.
I just don't get it.
And like, come on, dog. You're an offensive coordinator in the NFL. Like, get a fucking Uber. Like, if the story is that he was just drinking on the team plane and he got a DUI on the way home, bro, call an Uber to the fucking airport. Have somebody else take you home. There's plenty of options.
He couldn't have been that lit from the fucking plane ride.
He had to have been out somewhere else, right? He had to be
on either another drug or something else. And they just blame the alcohol because shit. This one is a red flag and you don't get suspended at all. Then you get the coach again this week with no problem.
There's too many options out there, dog. Like you can get Uber on your phone. You can get Lyft. There's all these apps. There's other players and coaches that are on the team.
I'm gonna tell you another crazy one. Every team has that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure that they have drivers on standby, ready to go to pick people up in situations like that. Nobody's going to say a damn word.
I have my phone. You go to Uber. Each team have Uber is a program through the NFL for you to drink and drive. The coaches have it too, just like players. So there's no fucking excuse.
Zero.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse, and he's getting away with it.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit crazy to me because if that was a player, especially after the Henry Ruggs incident that we saw, you know, unfortunately unfold last year, you know, where that was as tragic as it can get.
But nobody's saying it. So all your ESPN, everybody First Take, Good Morning on Football, all of them, fuck you because none of you are talking about it. None of you. I'm just being honest.
I agree. I think
if it was a player, they'll be bashing the shit out of his ass. So the same thing should be held, the same accountable. Just like the fucking coach is getting – the coach didn't get arrested or nothing, but he was groping a lady, okay? His dick got hard or something. He's horny or something. I don't know. Alcohol, who knows? We wasn't there. So we never know. We don't know the true story. But you get a DUI and you still get the coach in the NFL.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because, like I said, that was
– he's the OC.
Yeah, yeah, he's not the strength guy. He's not the guy that just feels.
You're the next guy in line to be the head coach.
Yeah, I agree. So they gotta hold him to the same standard, but you know it doesn't look like they're going to. So yeah, I think you know from a player's perspective, as somebody that played in the league, you definitely have a good voice to you know speak from that side of things. I just happen to agree with you here because I just feel like players. It's the same thing, you know, with the dude from Arizona. So is he never going to coach again now because of this? You think he gets another job?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get another job. They take groping. That's like big. You know, when you look at the situation with the Commanders, you know, sexual harassment in the NFL and all that stuff. So they take that very seriously. Speaking of that,
Deshaun Watson thing.
Yeah. Isn't Deshaun Watson about to come back?
He's been back at practice for the last week or so, I think. He's coming back against the Houston Texans, I believe, on December 4th.
Yeah. So
now, because you know, the NFL is like, oh, we take all this seriously, and what he did was wrong, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to make sure his first game back is in Houston. Like, you think they didn't do that on purpose?
Oh, most definitely.
They absolutely did. They love a good storyline.
Most definitely. Hey, also, shout out to Cookie Society and Evelyn Water, our sponsors for our show.
Is it time?
Oh, man, more than definitely it's time. It's time. We can get cracking right to it, man. Cookie Society, you know, let my guy Jeff know. I mean, let the people see the box. I mean, the packaging, everything. Let them see, you know, hey, it's top of the line. Top of the line.
On my doorstep today, right? On my doorstep today, I got 6 different cookies. Shout out to Jeff and shout out to Cookie Society. So I figured I wanted to eat them as soon as they got here, right? I figured, like, you know, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. You know, I'm off my diet already a little bit anyway. But I was like, let's wait and let's do a live review. I'm going to take a bite out of each cookie, and I'm going to tell you what I think. And, Jeff, you're our guy. We like you. But if I don't like it, I'm going to let you know. It's just I just got to be real. But I've been on record here on the show in the past talking about that other cookie company that everybody's always hyping up. I'm not even going to say their name. And I said that they were trash. So I got the real deal comparison going on here. So each one is individually packaged.
Yes. Shout out to his wife, first and full. The packaging is great. But also just how Jeff has opened up another location here in the DFW Metroplex. He's also in the airport with Capital One Lounge. He's doing big things, yo. He's like a little brother to me, so I'm always going to shout out to him. Look at him, Jeff. He's fucking smelling the cookies right now. He's smelling them. It smells so fresh. Yes,
this one fresh. Says,
yeah.
It's so soft. This one says featured flavor. I was smelling it. It smells like the apple pie is what I got going on here. So here's what I'm going to do. Yes,
that is one of the top. Go ahead, take a bite out of it.
I'm going to break the edge off. I'm going to dip in the middle where all the goodness is. Yo. That is good.
Need some milk?
They were not playing around. They were not playing with that apple pie cookie. That is delicious. Oh, my God. I'm going to get myself in all kinds of trouble tonight. That thing is delicious. It tastes like I for real just bit into apple pie. And the crazy thing is I'm in Ohio. These were shipped from Texas. Dog, the freshness of these, it feels like they were made today.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's the packaging. So, I mean, him and his wife, yo, when I say like hard working, I've seen them grinding. Yo, Jeff is up early in the morning at it, yo, a real entrepreneur. So maybe I'm supposed to do some future business too. So just some things in the work, man. Because you got 6 cookies, yo. I'm not even gonna let you do this to yourself. I'm only gonna let you open 3, yo. You only can open 3. You're gonna save the other 3, and we'll let you give you another review at another time, yo. Just separate. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to hurt you. You really gonna, like, seriously, this shit. If you haven't even had the honey, the cinnamon roll, like, yo.
I got salted caramel. I got salted caramel. I'm going to try. If you're only going to let me do 3, I'm going to have to look through the rest of them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give the salted caramel a try here. Hey, man. Jeff is not playing. Oh, my God. That's the perfect mix of like the salty, the savory, and the sweet.
Yeah. Hey. Why stop now?
I forget. What is Jeff's wife's name? I forget. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, you shoot, don't. I just know about IG name.
Well, Jeff and his lovely wife are not playing around with these cookies, man.
And she does a lot of the work. So, she might kick my ass when I remember her name. I just know her as Mrs. Allen. You know what I mean?
Mrs. Allen is not playing with these people. We got, so if I'm only picking, I can't do it. All right. I gotta do two more. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why. Because ever since I got this box, I've been looking at this banana pudding cookie. And I cannot wait to get into this thing. So I'm gonna do it. But I also have to do just the regular OG chocolate chip. I can't.
You don't have to, because chocolate chip is regular, bro. So you got the flavors, bro. You got all that right there. That's where it is right there.
All chocolate chip cookies are not created equal, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're actually right.
Oh, dog, this cookie, this banana pudding cookie has the vanilla wafer in it.
Yeah. I mean, they take time and effort what it is, bro.
This right here is the best cookie I've ever eaten in my life.
We got you on record saying that.
No, it's crazy because I love banana pudding. I have my fiance make banana pudding for me all the time. But this in a cookie form?
A cookie form is totally different.
I had to two bite that. I couldn't just take one bite. I had to two bite that.
I told you.
Man, Cookie Society. That other company that that other one that's out there, not close.
Not close at all.
Look, I'm doing it. I know you said no, but I'm doing it anyway. Here comes the chocolate chip.
I already see. All right, trust me.
Look at the middle of that thing, man. It's all fluffy in the middle. Big old chocolate chunks in it.
You got to see the production when they're doing it, though. This is 4 a.m. work every day, though.
Man.
And they have lines wrapped around the corner. Every Sunday, they have lines wrapped around a corner.
I understand why. This chocolate chip cookie is the perfect mix of, like, firm and, kind of hard on the outside. But as soon as you bite in, you get that soft. Oh, my God.
Bro, we got to get Jeff on the show next week.
Hey, I feel like I owe Jeff money. He was nice and sent him to me, didn't charge me or nothing.
No, I paid for him, bro. I took care of you, bro.
Man, hey, I appreciate that. I didn't know that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey, man, I'm a repeat customer. I wonder do they got subscriptions? Can I get like a weekly box of cookies sent to the house?
Man.
Oh.
You always order. You got to order. You order on Monday, you get it by Wednesday.
So I appreciate you for sending them. I didn't know that. Thank you very much. And I also appreciate Cookie Society for the hard work and everything that they do down there to make these delicious cookies. So shout out to them.
Man.
Man.
As we shift gears now. As we just finished the meal segment, the taste tester segment, and I don't even have to ask him for a review, Jeff. He's going, it's just all these little take sound bites we have right now. We'll send them to Cookie Society just for you, just because.
Absolutely, feel free to use it on whatever kind of promo pages you got, Facebook, Instagram, all that. I sign of approval by Twitter dumbass Drew Garrison. Perfect.
Cool. Let's jump into your picks.
Yeah. So I tallied it up last week. I'm not gonna lie, man. I had a bad week, and you had a good week.
Oh no! So, you don't say that. Say that again. Hold on. My check.
Already recording.
Okay. My check. Okay.
I went 500. I went 7-7. You went 10-4. So you picked up three games on me. You're sitting at 89-73-1. I broke the 100 mark. I got 100 games picked correctly this year. 63 losses, one tie. So you took that 13-point lead. Or I'm sorry, that 14-point lead and took it down to 11. So
yeah, now we'll cut it down to 6. And we're gonna be all right this week.
You think you're gonna have a shot here come toward the end of the season?
I should have went perfect this week. I should have went perfect this past week.
Yeah, but you didn't because you picked fucking Steelers.
Yep, I picked the Steelers.
No Jamar Chase, no problem, by the way.
Yeah, but the Steelers ain't even like that, though. But I just didn't think, because it was at Pittsburgh, this would be a little hostile, a little environment, a little different. So that's why.
It was hostile. Did you see George Pickens' dirty ass headhunting Tyler Boyd at the end of the game after they didn't get an onside kick?
Yeah. I think he'd get fine.
He's been like that since college. We all knew that was coming. He went to the perfect organization for that.
Well, definitely. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm cutting the lead. I mean, I improved. Shout out to the Lions.
It might be too late. Dang.
Oh, it's never too late. The fat lady hasn't sung yet. Nope, I haven't heard it. All right. Yeah, great vocals, ladies and gentlemen. I used to sing in the choir, you know, back in the day, back in my younger days. You know?
That they do deserve a shout out though. Dan Campbell and the Lions putting it on the Giants.
Yeah, that's me though. The Giants are not for real.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I was thinking too. Like, okay, maybe they came back down to earth a little bit here.
What did I say about them before?
No, you did. You said you thought it was a little bit of fool's gold.
Yeah, but he's not. You still think Daboll's up for coach of the year?
I think he still might be in the running if he gets him into the playoffs. If he has some big collapse and doesn't, then probably not. But I think he's still in it. Just the fact that he's got the Giants where they are now is impressive, because they're the less talented team every time they take the field. I've been saying that all year. So I think that he's definitely still going to be in it.
Why are they the less talented team? Because they don't have no receivers?
None. They actually had Robinson tore his ACL on their turf again. Another ACL injury on MetLife Stadium's turf. There's been a lot of talk about turf situations in the league, and it's getting worse there. So you want to jump into picks for this week?
Yes, sir.
So yes, we got Thanksgiving football, man. Is there anything better than just eating all the food and watching all the football on Thanksgiving Day? Because I can't think of anything better.
Thanksgiving Day, I'll never forget, you know, playing for the Cowboys. And Ricky Williams scores us for 232 yards on Thanksgiving Day.
What's it like playing on Thanksgiving? Do players enjoy that, or are they a little bit, like, pissed off because they want to be with their families?
I mean, it's cool, because you get to go eat with your family and all that. Jerry Jones have a spread and all that for you, too, though, but. Which is good.
I'm sure Jerry wasn't playing.
No, but just to play on Thanksgiving Day, everybody's watching you. It's like Monday Night Football. Everybody's
out. But like, you know, all day.
The TV, so everybody's watching.
So let's get it started, man. The 12:30 game, the first Thanksgiving game of the week. Or of the day, I should say. The Bills in Detroit. They're back in Detroit after having to play Cleveland there and beating them last week. So who do you got? You got Bills or you got Detroit pulling off a Thanksgiving Day upset?
I'm going to go Bills.
I'm going to go Bills also. There's
I'm going to go Bills.
It's just too big of a game. You said who?
Detroit's going to play a good game, but the Bills still going to win, though.
It's a time-honored tradition, man. It's watching that Detroit lose on Thanksgiving. I can't break tradition. I'm going with the Bills. And then the 4:30 game, we got the Giants and the Cowboys. That's a hated, heated rivalry game on Thanksgiving. You're going with Dallas. I am actually going to go with the Giants. I got a feeling. I got a feeling the Giants pull off the Thanksgiving upset.
That means if they pull it off, that means OBJ is going to sign with them, then, huh?
Oh yeah, if they win on Thanksgiving, they'll probably sign Odell the following day. That by Friday, Black Friday, everybody's going to be out Christmas shopping. They're going to be signing Odell, and then we go to.
I wouldn't be surprised if Odell's at the game.
Oh really? I said this on Twitter the other night, and I'm not trying to be a hater. Because I think Odell's talented, and I think that he can help any team he goes to. But why are we acting? Why is everybody acting like prime Randy Moss is on the market right now? This dude did just blow his knee out for the third time back in February, and he's like, he's not super young anymore. So like, when are we going to slow down a little? He's going to be good. He can help a team. If he goes to a contender, he'll contribute. But let's, everybody's acting like Randy Moss with the Patriots is coming back or something.
If you got to look at it, because think about it. There's no difference from anybody else, you know, fresh legs. Even though he's coming back from injury, there's no difference from when Thomas Davis messes shit up a couple of times. Willis McGahee done messes shit up a couple of times. Frank Gore messes shit up a couple of times. These are guys that are premier positions that have to cut and do all that. So I think he'd be fine. You know what I mean? He worked his way back. And he knows his limit. And he knows what he's worth. And yeah, I think he still has something to think. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's very good at marketing himself, if nothing else. But moving on from that, we got the final Thanksgiving game, Sunday Night Football on Thursday on NBC. We got the Patriots going to the Vikings. Now, I got a feeling this game is going to be horrible. I think it's going to be like,
well, I think it'll be a boring
10-9 type shit. Yeah,
I think it'll be a boring game.
I'm going with the Patriots because Kirk Cousins doesn't like primetime.
I'm going with Patriots.
And Bill Belichick will take away Justin Jefferson. He takes away whatever you do, and he does it. He takes it away and makes you beat him another way. I think he's going to take Justin Jefferson out of the game. I think it's going to be an ugly-ass, boring game. It's going to be low-scoring, but I think that the Pats get it done. So I'm going to go with the Patriots on there because Kirk Cousins is like Andy Dalton back in the day when the lights come on. He's just not good. And then we got – in Cleveland, this is back to the Sunday slate. We got Buccaneers and Browns. We got Tom Brady going to Cleveland. Cleveland coming off getting their ass whooped by the Bills. Tampa is kind of starting to resurge a little bit. Maybe Tom's getting comfortable. I'm going with the Bucs.
I'm going Bucs too. I think Brady's back.
It seems like Brady's back, don't it?
Got all his personal shit together, and Brady knows how to win in November and December. You know how to win when it counts.
I think Brady got laid. That's what I think.
Oh, he might have.
I think he got him. So he got, I mean, it's not hard for Tom Brady to get some love, right? Anyway, you know where I'm picking this. Bengals in Nashville playing the Titans. Ja'Marr Chase is back. Joe Burrow said today that he expects Ja'Marr Chase to play. Now, there's not been like an official ruling. He was limited in practice, but if Ja'Marr Chase is playing, it's going to be a big boost to the Bengals offense. If Burrow's going to tell the media he expects him to play, he's going to suit up. You know where I'm going. I don't even have to say it. Tell me who you're picking.
Titans.
When are you going to learn, man? Stop picking against my squad.
When are you going to learn? I can't stop the run.
Says who? DJ Reader's back. DJ Reader's best nose in the game.
Okay. We'll see this week.
We're going to find out. All right, we got Texans, Dolphins in Miami. I'm going with Miami. I feel like that's a pretty easy game. Davis Mills might get benched. He might not.
Yeah, I'm going Miami.
And then we go to Bears and the Jets. Mike White is getting started. Zach Wilson got benched to the second-year first-round pick. When This is a real stat, though. After the game, the Jets averaged 2.7 inches per play in the second half. They asked Zach Wilson, do you feel like you let the defense down? And he said no.
Yeah, that's why he got his ass benched.
They sat his ass down. Now, we got an injured Justin Fields. He's dealing with an AC injury in his shoulder, but it's his left shoulder, not his thrown shoulder. I expect him to play. Mike White, he fucked the Bengals up last year. I'll give you that. But I'm going with the Bears. I think Justin Fields gets the win. I don't think Mike White does. And then we go Falcons, Commanders. Both of them kind of there in the middle. Don't know if they're good. Don't know if they're not good. Falcons 5-6. Commanders 6-5. I'm going with Washington,
I'm going Commanders, too. They're about to get high. I'm going Heineke.
I like Taylor Heineke. Even though he was breaking rules and nothing happened, I still like him. I think he's a baller. Then we got Broncos, Panthers. We got Sam Darnold getting a start for the Panthers. PJ Walker out, Baker Mayfield out, Sam Darnold is in. Do you think Sam Darnold finds any magic and knocks off the Let's Ride Broncos, or do you think Russ starts cooking?
Russ starts busting, so I'm going Panthers.
You're going Panthers? Wow. I'm going with the Broncos. I think Sam Darnold sucks, so I don't think there's anything there. I think the Broncos win. I don't think Russ – I don't think Russ does anything crazy. I think he's cooked, but I still think that they pull it out. This is an interesting game we got next. It is in Jacksonville. We got the Baltimore Ravens going to Jacksonville. Baltimore kind of snuck out with a win against Carolina last week. They looked a little slow the week before. I don't feel like they're playing their best football. Lamar Jackson's on the injury report with a hip. He's going to play, but I guess he was limited in practice. I got an upset special this week. I got the Jags knocking off the Ravens. That's going to put them down a game. The Bengals are going to pick up a game in Nashville, and the Bengals are going to be right back in it for the AFC North crown. I'm going with the Jags.
I'm going Ravens.
I'm on the Doug Peterson hype train and the Trevor Lawrence hype train heavy this week because I need it. And then we got the Chargers going to the Cardinals. I'm going Chargers on that. I don't know if Kyler's going to be back or not, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I don't know if you know. You're kind of plugged into the Kyler situation.
It doesn't matter if he's back or not. I still go Chargers on that one.
Yeah, I think Herbert gets that one done. And we got Raiders and Seahawks. That is in Seattle, if that matters. Raiders did get a win last week, but I'm going with Seattle. Yeah, I don't know. Josh McDaniels still going to struggle. Right.
They're coming off a bye.
And we got Rams-Chiefs 425 game on Fox. I know who you're picking. I'm going to go ahead and write it down right here. I am picking with them as well because I don't think Matthew Stafford's playing. They said today that the backup, I can't even remember his name, was taking the first team reps. I got the Chiefs by a lot. And the Rams line is terrible. The offensive line is horrible. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs there. I know you want to talk about it before this game, or is it just going to be business as usual?
Business as usual.
Business as usual. All right. And then we got Saints 49ers. That is going to be in San Francisco. I'm going to go with the Niners. I think they're figuring it out with Debo and McCaffrey out there. Jimmy's doing his thing. He's doing exactly what he needs to do. And the Saints are the Saints. So I'm going with the Niners.
I'm going Niners too.
And then we move on to the Sunday night football game in Philly, Packers-Eagles. Now, the Eagles kind of snuck away, barely got out of Indianapolis with the win. Nick Sirianni was talking shit to the Colts fans because he's loyal to Frank Reich, who the Colts just fired. Sirianni walked up to the crowd and said that shit was for Frank Reich on his way off the field. But they did kind of just sneak out of there with a win. The Packers coming off 10 days rest. Do you lean, you know, any kind of way? Who you got? Yeah, I am going with the Eagles too. I don't think.
I don't know why you just trying to hype them up though. I was trying to get you
to go the other way.
Nah,
gamesmanship, man. Gamesmanship. I'm trying to play the game here. I'm trying to get you to go one way so I can go the way I think is going to work. That way, I pick that game back up. I lost a couple of games last week. I can't. I'm trying to have a convincing win at the end of the season. All right. I'm not trying to beat you by one or two games. And then Monday night football, we got a fucking stink fest. I don't know why. I wish that they could flex games out of Monday night football because nobody should have to watch this shit. The Steelers going to the Colts. 3-6 versus 4-6-1. I'm going with the Colts because it is in my DNA to always root against the Steelers because I fucking hate them.
So you bet with feelings and not smart. So I'm going to go with the Steelers.
It's gotten me this far, right?
Yeah, and when it's time, when it counts, it matters. And right now, this is what it counts. Got to win in November and December, baby! Win or go home!
You're right. It wouldn't shock me a bit if Pittsburgh won that game because their defensive line is very, very good. T.J. Watt was still a menace. Bengals held him in check, but he made a crazy-ass pick. You know, he's still good. It wouldn't shock me.
Hey, don't justify against your rival. It's okay. I got you. It's your rival. You don't like him. I get it. I understand. It's okay, bro. It's okay. Hey. It's okay. No problem, man.
All right, so the picks are locked in for this week. Now we got to get to probably the most important part of the show. We're recording this on Wednesday night. It's going to come out tomorrow morning. If you're listening to this on your drive to the family's house, we appreciate it. If you could, subscribe to our podcast wherever you get them. Leave us a review, like it, all that good stuff. But I got to know, Sean, tomorrow's the day. What is on your plate? What that first plate, because, you know, if you're like me, you're a multiple plate guy. But what goes on that first plate you get tomorrow?
Mac and cheese, greens, stuffing, oxtail, some ham.
Come on, man. Ham on Thanksgiving? It's a turkey holiday.
I don't want turkey like that. I mean, I may get a couple slices, but, man, I'm really going to have the oxtails, to be honest with you. The oxtails, you know. My family from the islands, you know, some of my family. So, you know, we're going to have that
good. Yeah, that's a little different.
No.
Here's how I'm getting down.
I'm gonna have everything, bro. I mean, I ain't get this big for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I have some rolls. Most definitely got to have the cranberry sauce, y'all. Yo, if you don't have no cranberry sauce, yo, something's wrong with you. You know what I mean?
Cranberry sauce is trash.
Nah, bro.
Cranberry sauce is trash.
No, it's not, bro. You just didn't grow up right.
So here's how it's going for me. See, my parents are split. My fiance's parents are split. So we got a lot of places to go, right? So I got variety. So I got to soldier through and eat multiple meals. I think I can do it. But first stop.
But one of them houses somebody probably can't really cook either.
I haven't run into that yet. Everybody puts it down pretty good.
Oh, okay.
But first stop is my grandma's house, and I'm gonna walk in. I'm gonna tell everybody to get out of my damn way. I'm gonna grab the turkey, the white meat. I'm gonna grab the mashed potatoes. I'm gonna dump my corn on top of the mashed potatoes. I'm gonna hit them with a little gravy, hit the turkey with some gravy. I'm gonna load myself up with the stuffing. But the main event is the yams with the marshmallows on top. I said this last week. That's the main event. That's the reason I'm here. The whole family knows if the yams with the marshmallows are not on the table, I'm just gonna turn around. I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna show up. So that's how I'm getting down. But of course, you gotta have the rolls. You gotta have Hawaiian rolls. You gotta have regular rolls. You gotta have all the variety. But what's the dessert, Sean? What's the first dessert you're headed for?
Either cake or pie. It depends. I don't know. I can't. It depends. Was there? I might mess with the apple pie a little bit with a little ice cream. You know, just a little smooth.
No, it's the pumpkin pie, man.
It ain't a pumpkin pie. I'm a sweet potato pie.
I'm going for the pumpkin pie with an absurd amount of whipped cream on it. You got to have the Cool Whip or the Ready Whip out of the can. I can take either one.
Gotcha. That's not like big man problems.
Hey, I've been losing weight, but it's over tomorrow. I'm putting it all back on tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
And we do have to talk before we get out of here. We got to talk a little bit about some college football on Saturday. Very big day for me. Michigan, Ohio State. Blake Corum got hurt last week. We all had a scare. He was passing out turkeys the next day with his NIL money. Shout out to him. He was in Ypsilanti, Michigan, giving out turkeys to families that need it with his own NIL money. You know, obviously a very cool thing of him to do. So shout out to him. But he said, my knee's good. I'll be back. So we got the game of the century. Number 2, Ohio State. Number 3, Michigan. I have been going to the same bar to watch this game with my dad. So if you don't know the story, my dad actually played for Woody Hayes at Ohio State. Dad's the biggest Buckeye fan I know. I'm a Michigan fan. Quick story. He whooped my ass when I was like 5. I told him I was a Michigan fan. I stuck with it. I fell in love with the school, fell in love with the history, fell in love with the city. So I stick with it. But I've been going to the same bar since I was 15. I wasn't in there drinking. It's owned by a good family friend. She'd let me come in, watch the game. As soon as the clock hit 0, I had to go. So I need your prediction. Who wins Michigan-Ohio State on Saturday?
Ohio State wins.
Why?
Better team.
Man, no, they're not. They're soft.
All right. Hey, I said what I said. You asked me and I told you, okay?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
Hey, it's not for you to like. It's my take, fucker.
So I already got my tickets. If Michigan wins, I will be going to the Big Ten championship game on Saturday, December 3rd at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I bought the tickets early before the prices went up. But if Michigan loses, I'll just sell the tickets and I'll make some money and I'm going to be all right either way.
Well, you might as well go ahead and sell them right now.
I got in Lucas Oil, they got the tunnels in the corner. I'm front row of the tunnel, right at the top of the tunnel. Hey, I got great seats.
Hey, I don't care if great seats or not. You might as well sell them, y'all. The team's not going.
I'm
going
to be. Hey, they went last year, did they not?
Hey, I don't know about last year. This is a new year.
I'm just saying they beat the same Ohio State defense last year because of their run game and their offensive line. And now their run game is better and their offensive line is better.
Yep, I hear you.
And CJ Stroud from California is like, zero. They're both 11-0.
Exactly. So that's why I said, how many losses they have? They have zero, right? I'm trying to warn you.
CJ Stroud don't like to play in the cold.
Hey, man.
CJ Stroud about to play in the cold. Last year he said, "Oh, I had the flu. I had the flu."
This is not Leon, man. There's no I in team, man.
He's the quarterback. He's the most important part of their offense.
The defense. Defense wins championship, man. Come on, guys.
Their defense isn't good.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
They're soft. So you got my prediction.
Yeah, I told you mine, so get out your fucking feelings. And, hey, okay, shout out to Everman Water, Society, the Believe Network, you know what I mean? Just all of this, just the possible support in our show. You know, shout out to all
Shout out to your brother, the producer.
Yeah, the producer, Johnny Boy, John Smith, you know, producer. He'll be coming up with some of these topics, ideas, and a lot of things for the show, you know, as the show grows. You guys continue to go on this journey with us. You know what I mean? You know, without the fans, we ain't shit. So, shit. Absolutely. We like your tapes. We got some more stuff that's about to advance on the pod. We'll start our YouTube channel, start going live a little bit more and getting you guys involved and, you know, going from there.
Yes, sir.
But I like to just give thanks. My family and friends during this holiday season. You know, so it's going to be people with their loved ones. It's going to be some not. It's going to be some people at work that still got to, you know, the frontline workers got to still go to work. It's a holiday, but, you know, I want everybody that's listening, when you wake up on Thursday, tomorrow, just drop to your knees or just take a bow and just let the Lord know what you're thankful for. The opportunity.
Absolutely, man. I'm very thankful for my family. Last Thanksgiving, actually, so my daughter was born 3 months premature in June of 2021. So last Thanksgiving, we still had to feed her through a tube down her nose. So I'm very thankful this year that she's grown and she's healthy and she's happy and she's, you know, she's able to eat regular food. She'll be eating, you know, Thanksgiving food with our family. So I'm very thankful for her and my fiance and my whole family for, you know, always supporting us through that and kind of being on, I think, the other side of what was a really tough journey with her first year or so alive. So I'm glad, man, that, you know, we're going to be able to have that family Thanksgiving. We don't have to stop and do some of the stuff that we had to do before. So yeah, man, no matter how bad somebody might think they have it, somebody out there has it worse. That's myself included. So I'm very thankful for the life that I have. I'm thankful for, you know, the people that watch this show and interact with me on Twitter and my family, friends, everything, man. I live a great life. So I will definitely have a lot to be thankful for tomorrow. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. We're thankful for you. Like we have said, we will be back in here next week. I might weigh a little bit more than I do right now though.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You're going to wear it, man. Also, shout out to everybody that donated to the Sean Smith 91 Ways Foundation. As tomorrow we feed, I don't know the total yet. We know I have a better show next week. I'll tell you the grand total. of everything, what we fed, how people we fed. So, man, but only too much turkey, man.
Shout out to you for doing that. I'll try not to.
Mm-hmm. So, man, good luck. Watch the games tomorrow. Let's see how it goes, man. Shout out to my cousin Elliot too, y'all, because he's always texting.
That group chat, always, man. Sometimes I don't even know what to say sometimes.
Man, you gotta say what you gotta say, man. He's not gonna, you know what I mean, say what you gotta say. Man. He's fucking funny. Matter of fact, get on there tonight and say, hey man, you haven't gave me no review about the show lately, bro. What's up? See what he says.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that actually. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back next week. 3-point stance. It's going down.